But I also learned important things on Peleliu. A man's ability to depend on his comrades and immediate leadership is absolutely necessary. I'm convinced that our discipline, esprit de corps, and tough training were the ingredients that equipped me to survive the ordeal physically and mentally, given a lot of good luck, of course. I learned realism, too. To defeat an enemy as tough and dedicated as the Japanese, we had to be just as tough. We had to be just as dedicated to America as they were to their emperor. I think this was the essence of Marine Corps doctrine in World War II, and that history vindicates this doctrine. To this private first class, Peleliu was also a vindication of Marine Corps training, particularly of boot camp. I speak only from a personal viewpoint and make no generalizations. But for me, in the final analysis, Peleliu was 30 days of severe, unrelenting, inhuman emotional and physical stress. Proof that I could trust and depend completely on the Marine on each side of me and on our leadership. Proof that I could use my weapons and equipment efficiently under severe stress. And proof that the critical factor in combat stress is duration of the combat rather than the severity. Boot camp taught me that I was expected to excel or try to, even under stress. My drill instructor was a small man. He didn't have a big mouth. He was neither cruel nor sadistic. He wasn't a bully. But he was a strict disciplinarian, a total realist about our future, and an absolute perfectionist dedicated to excellence. To him, more than to my disciplined home life, a year of college ROTC before boot camp, and months of infantry training afterward, I attribute my ability to have withstood the stress of Peleliu. The Japanese were as dedicated to military excellence as U.S. Marines. Consequently, on Peleliu, the opposing forces were like two scorpions in a bottle. One was annihilated, the other nearly so. Only Americans who excelled could have defeated them. Okinawa would be the longest and largest battle of the Pacific War. There, my division would suffer about as many casualties as it did on Peleliu. Again, the enemy garrison would fight to the death. On Okinawa, I would be shelled and shot at more, see more enemy soldiers, and fire at more of them with my mortar and with small arms than on Peleliu. But there was a ferocious, vicious nature to the fighting on Peleliu that made it unique for me. Many of my veteran comrades agreed. Perhaps we can say of Peleliu, as the Englishman Robert Graves said of World War I, that it gave us infantrymen so convenient a measuring stick for discomfort, grief, pain, fear, and horror that nothing since has greatly daunted us. But it also brought new meanings of courage, patience, loyalty, and greatness of spirit, incommunicable, we found, to later times. As I crawled out of the abyss of combat and over the rail of the Sea Runner, I realized that compassion for the sufferings of others is a burden to those who have it. As Wilfred Owen's poem, Insensibility, puts it so well, those who feel most for others suffer most in war.